This is episode number 2303 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, September 28, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Mila Kunis says she was super nervous.
Super nervous.
Eek. To appear opposite hubby Ashton Kutcher in Netflix's new That 70s Show spinoff.
Oh.
Which is, you know, That 90s Show.
Yeah, that's coming out.
She said, "I was more nervous doing that than anything else in my career."
Oh, come on.
Was to shoot with my husband on the set of 70 Show.
Oh, come on.
Because the set is exactly the same, minus a couple of paint jobs. She said. And she said it was pretty trippy.
That's
going to
be cool. Well, here's the thing I don't understand. If it's in the 90s and the set is the same, does that mean that the Foremans never changed their house decor from the 70s to
well,
the 90s?
She's got a couple paint jobs.
I mean, really, seriously. I mean, is the basement going to be identical? Like, they had to have tidied up or something, or hopefully they changed the couch.
Well, they weren't. They to me, they just weren't exactly the type to go, you know,
no, I get
renovating.
That. I know, but still. I mean, it's two decades.
Guess you'll have to watch it.
The
to
world
find out.
Changed quite a bit.
Maybe the layout's the same. Probably, I'm sure they've got a new couch.
I would think they have a new couch. TVs are different. Well, they were, yeah, from the 70s to the 90s, they were a little different. They didn't have flat screens.
Yeah, they were.
Yet. They didn't have flat screens, but they did have the big 36 inch diagonal. Remember
I
those?
Know. Well, they're. Big far less Curtis TVs. Mathis in
yeah,
the 90s
right.
and
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
70s.
There were more, yeah, because the Curtis Mathises were like
unit
furniture.
Of furniture,
yeah,
yes.
Right. It was a TV screen in a huge cabinet. Huge cabinet, little tiny screen.
No remote.
No remote. Oh, yeah. No, we had a remote. My little brother Tommy was the remote.
I thought you were the remote.
Well, that was
when he wasn't around.
That's when Tommy wasn't around. I was the remote.
Anyway, she said it was trippy walking on set. And spoiler alert, Jackie and Kelso end up together.
I know, right?
Mila calls BS.
Does she?
Yeah.
She Why?
Said, Jackie should be with Fez now for the original show finale.
Right.
However, she does say it's very cute and very
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sure it's cute.
And that I 70s mean, show fans will be really happy with it.
Well, sure they will.
So we're hearing the show will be released late this year.
Ooh,
early
really?
Next.
Really? That 90s show. It's going to be on Netflix. Okay.
Yep.
I don't know how many episodes they're going to do. Probably 6 episodes. I think the first thing I read about it was it's supposed to be about Donna and Eric's kid. And the kid, the grandkid,
yep.
is living with Red. And with, what's her name?
Mom.
But her name was Bunny. Bunny.
Bunny.
Red and Bunny. And there you go. Well, obviously, there's going to be, as we know, there's going to be cameos by the original stars. With the exception of probably Danny Masterson.
With, yes.
Who's not welcome anywhere.
Nope.
From what we understand. Not welcome.
No.
But that would be cool to have
the only appearances he makes is or
Fez.
Kind of a judge.
Fez and, will be know, fun, yeah. And yeah. Hopefully Donna and Eric will show up. Hopefully
they should. They probably. I think.
Well, their
need-
kid, you know, is going to be the star of the show. So.
Well, you know, it's not like they're people are burning down the doors to get to him.
So no, that's true.
They, I think.
Well, you know,
I think there's a good portion of people on that show that do need work.
I see there's a new sitcom, and Topher Grace is in it. I forget what it's called, but I've been seeing it on TV this week. For what the hell is it called? It's, hell. I'll find
out. Is he coming back, you wonder? You wonder?
I don't know.
Gotta wonder.
See?
Mr. Brady and Ms. Bunchen, their marriage problems have nothing to do with his decision to return to the NFL.
Yeah, I don't
That's
think it
what
does.
Sources
I, say. I don't, yeah, I think, I call bull on that.
Yeah, because they didn't just happen.
It just didn't happen.
Now, sources close to her can say, or they do say, that adding those claims are sexist and wrongfully named.
Yeah, see,
wrongfully
think,
blamed Giselle
I
for their marriage issues.
I think that's true. I think that's true.
They're sexist.
Yeah, because the idea that, and I think they're to protect Tom.
Oh well,
okay?
Naturally,
everything that happens around Tom Brady is to,
protect Tom Brady.
Tom Brady breaks, you know, a perfectly good Microsoft Surface tablet. in a rage, fit of rage on the sidelines on national television and goes unpunished. This is a role model for our children.
Well, didn't he push someone?
He kind of did brouhaha? And didn't. He kind of bumped someone. But so he did not get any kind of penalty against him, whereas his teammate got ejected and suspended for a game. So
now, however, his teammate was involved in the brouhaha.
And I get that. Absolutely. But so my point is since Deflategate, nothing bad has happened to Tom Brady.
No, he's Teflon.
Yeah. And so this is the deal. They didn't want to give him Deflategate either, but they did.
Right.
Because the public opinion was too strong.
Evidently, sometimes things are a bit complicated.
I don't get that. They're people. They have marital problems too.
They do.
It's not all about football.
I don't know how much of it's true and how much of it's not. There's so much speculation because it's Tom Brady.
Well, yeah. And Gisele Bündchen.
Gisele was noticeably absent that this Sunday, past Sunday.
She hasn't been around him probably since July. That's
evidently
my guess.
She's working on projects in New York because she says, now it's my turn.
I think that's good. I do think that's good. But I think the thing is, it's been her turn. She birthed his babies. She still worked, you know.
She's got projects that she wants to work on, so she's gone to do her thing.
I get that.
He was supposed to not be doing his thing, but she supports it, she says. But she says, you know, it's my turn. I'm going to go do stuff.
Okay, and I give that to her. But I don't think this is about him not retiring from football.
No, it's not.
I think that's probably something in that she's like, kind of a, you know, it's stuck in her craw a little bit. It's like, yeah, you were going to retire, dude. Now, you know, this is your glory
thing. It probably messed with her timing.
But I don't think that's why they're splitting up.
Well, no.
There's something else. Something else.
Of course there's something else.
Yeah.
But they're not, they haven't talked about, no one's talking about splitting up.
But they're not together.
They're not living in the same,
they're not at the same address.
Cohabitating.
That's right.
Yes.
And now, I don't think Tom's living there either because, you know, there's a hurricane coming this weekend. So I don't know.
Well, a lot of people try to keep it a really big hush-hush secret. I think that's why there's so much speculation because the rumor mill is just going nuts.
Yeah, well, okay.
Because they've tried to hide everything.
Okay, I get it. Totally get it. Understood.
Do we really know?
But then again,
do we really care?
We don't care.
I don't.
We don't. With our apologies to Halle Berry and Gisele Bündchen. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.
It's Van Camp and Morgan right now.
According to the study, the percentage of 18 to 23-year-old men who had casual sex in the past month dropped from 38% to 24%. Wow, 38% of men had casual sex in the last month? What did I miss?
You obviously missed casual sex month. Yeah, you're going to have to wait until next year.
Today's shower thoughts. Anything can sound dirty if you preface it with, give her the old...
Well, you know, I don't care what Kanye thinks, really. But really?
You don't?
I can't say that I care what Kim thinks, but I definitely don't care what Kanye thinks.
Particular place you play Wordle?
I do not do Wordle on the toilet. If that's where you're going with this.
Is that where I'm going with this?
I think that's where you're going with this.
I think people play a lot of games on the toilet.
It'd be easier to find people who don't take their
phone
on the
right.
toilet. Than
I think you're right. The Van Camp and Morgan podcast. So what's the oldest acceptable age for someone to still be on their parents' plan? 1 in 4 people think you should be paying for your own phone bill by the time you're 18, and I agree.
Well, I would certainly agree it's before they're 40. When I was your age, I had to tie 2 cups together with string.
Subscribe for free wherever you get your podcasts, and you're all set. That's it. The Van Camp and Morgan podcast.